with the grilling guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the grilling guy rig, hit the brakes. It's gonna be.
Welcome back. You listen to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, it's the weekend. I hope you're got plans to get out and fire up a grill in your backyard. We're talking about party cooking. And we're just running down a few menu items that you'll be able to find on thegrillingguys.com. They'll all be there. But
there's always, like, I'll be doing Halloween at my daughter's house. Her and her husband always have a table set up in their garage.
You're right.
And the parents get a hot apple cider with some spiced rum.
Yeah,
it's
right.
Really nice.
Yeah, that's it. So adult trick-or-treat. Yeah.
Maybe I'll have to bring some food down.
Yeah, well, it's Halloween's for the kids, right? But this party that I'm catering, that this menu came from, is an adult party. But some of them will have their kids there. Mm-hmm. I mean, it doesn't get out of hand by any means. But it's a
so you don't want to wear a mask,
right? No, I'm not wearing a mask.
You can't eat,
right? Yeah, and no big gloves like a Bozo or anything, because you can't eat that way either. But
what do you mean? I gotta pick up shrimp?
Yeah, exactly. So.
I like this flank steak and French bread with Parmesan. What are you going to do?
Yeah, so that's actually one of the easiest things that we're going to do.
Oh, yeah.
Because, and I'm going to tell you that Stan Ponstein, one of my buddies, has this perfected.
Really?
And this is where
I've
got the idea.
I've seen him post it.
Right, this is where I've got the idea. So he buys a loaf of French bread and cuts
Wealthy Street Bakery's right. got fantastic yep. French
so
bread.
So these things are 2 foot long, right? He cuts them in half lengthways so they open up like a sandwich bread would. And then he puts a little garlic butter that he makes on them and puts Parmesan, real heavy sprinkled Parmesan, on both sides.
Hmm.
Okay? So then he puts that in the oven and he bakes them off. And when they come out of the oven, he cuts them in about 3-inch sandwich lengths. Okay? And front, top, and bottom. And the top and bottom are going to be the top and bottom of your sandwich.
So he's going to cut that loaf in half.
Lengthways and then start chopping it up.
Before he bakes it?
Yes.
Oh.
Cuts it in half, puts the garlic butter on there.
How thick would those slices want to be?
Slices of what?
The French bread.
Oh, he just cuts it. You know, it's about the size of a tennis ball, and it's 2 foot long, that baguette. That he's buying.
Oh, so he's actually slicing it in half vertically and laying it open like that.
Yeah, like
that's
you
what
would
I
garlic
was asking.
Bread or something.
Okay.
So then he puts the
garlic
much
easier to handle
and a generous amount of Parmesan on both sides. So he bakes that off just enough to melt the Parmesan and get the bread a little crispy. Pulls it out, cuts it into chunks, and then lets it set. Okay. Now he goes out to the grill and he takes his flank steak and he uses that Kinder's blend. Which is just
salt,
pepper, and
so
garlic.
Good.
Right?
From Costco.
Right.
Because that's
but
where
you
he works.
Can get it anyway. Sobey's got Kinder's.
Does
now.
He?
Yeah, he does. So, but you can, this Kinder's blend is salt, pepper, and garlic, and it's granulated garlic. So he'll cover the flank steak with that and do it about maybe 2 or 3 minutes on a hot charcoal grill on each side because you just want it to medium rare.
Medium rare.
All right.
Because you're going to put that meat on after the bread has already been baked and the cheese is melted?
Yes.
Nice.
Yes. So the bread is cooled off by now, right? But it's in little sandwich chunks. So you 3-4 minutes on a hot charcoal grill on each side of that flank steak to get it medium rare.
Yeah.
But it'll crisp up the outside.
So
good. It's so good.
So basically, you're cutting that flank steak on the diagonal, on the bias.
Yep.
So you end up with about a 2-inch wide piece. So that's how wide you want your slices of bread when you cut those long lengths of baguette or whatever up, you want to do them about the width of what that flank is going to turn out.
That's
at.
Exactly right.
And
because
you're going
to a hand sandwich.
Yeah,
you're right.
So I've got an idea for you, and I don't want to steal your thunder, but I've done stuff like that a bunch. Recently, I've put before I did the Parmesan, I put down thin and Sobey slices it up for me. Thin slices of aged provolone and then the Parmesan.
Right. Ooh, that'd be good,
Because here's what happens. That Parmesan is so dry, it tends to want to not bind to the bread.
Yeah.
When I put that provolone on, you get that real Paisano punch.
Yeah.
And then it grabs onto the bread and the Parmesan, provolone does.
Okay, good idea.
Yeah, because I did it with mozzarella for a while, but it's kind of boring. The provolone is mind-blowing.
Yep. Yeah. And it's good. So then if you want to, he serves a side of horseradish cream.
Nice.
On there. So if you want to zip it up a little bit, you don't have to, but it gives it just the moisture that it kind of needs, right? And it's a wonderful sandwich.
Marzetti sells these jars of roasted red pepper.
Oh, yeah.
You could also pull those out and slice some ribbons because the red is going to pop.
Yep.
And they taste really good, but you could lay those on top, too, just for curb appeal.
Yep.
I'm so hungry.
Yeah, so that's a popular one, but I watched Stan perfect it. He made it for me a couple times, so then I said,
nice.
I think I can make this.
Oh, yeah.
And
you got to outdo him, though. Right. Now you got to use the red pepper.
The provolone
pepper.
And the red pepper, huh? Well, now you see how recipes are made at the grilling guys, right?
We steal.
Right, yeah. I'll steal the basics, and then I'm going to jazz it up a little bit.
Hey, that's how the Japanese car companies got to be as great as they are. They took all of our cars and made them better.
Yeah.
They did.
Exactly. So the next thing is I love food on a stick at parties. So I've got two kebabs. We'll cover one in this segment. Is a Hawaiian kebab with little cubes of ham and cubes of chicken with pineapple and sweet onion. Okay? So there's my – I'm going to do alternate, but the only
– The women love that.
The only vegetable I have on there is sweet onion. Right, but I got chunks of ham, chunks of pineapple, and chunks of chicken, and I'm going to marinate that in a Hawaiian marinade. I cheat.
Lowry's.
I get it from Lowry's.
Yep.
Right, or Meyer has it. Whoever, whatever one you like, but it's a Hawaiian blend.
Nice.
It's a fruit juicy.
I have yet to try that Hawaiian one.
Right.
You like it?
I do because it's sweet.
Do you marinate the ham as well?
What? No, I don't. I just do the chicken.
Okay.
In there, ham is tough to take a marinade.
It doesn't pull it.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. I mean, it's already been cured and smoked generally when I get it.
So
but
are
I'll
you,
buy a
are
whole
you,
ham and chunk them up.
Are you going to put any kind of a seasoning on top of that then? Maybe,
you know, I will, I'm
sea
sure.
Sea salt or
something?
Yeah,
right. Just something to give it a little bit of zing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that you're right. Sea salt would be great. I wouldn't do a barbecue seasoning.
No.
I want the Hawaiian
want
forward.
No, you want contrasting flavors.
Right, but a little cracked salt maybe.
Hawaiian forward, I like
right.
that.
Right, yeah, man. You know. All right. So, but that's an easy one. A little more labor intensive. I've got to bring the grill with me to finish those because I don't like to make those ahead, transport them for 2 hours.
Right.
The onion gets goofy when I do that. So these will come over to the party raw. I'll just go out back and cook them off for 5-10 minutes and we'll have a bunch of
them. Well, you know, this guy probably has a really nice backyard. He might have a nice big grill in the back.
In fact, he does.
Yeah,
yeah right. I've already scoped that out. Yeah, but you know, I'm one of, and I think his will be fine. But I'm one of those guys that likes to bring my own equipment because I know how it works.
Right.
I know.
But carrying that tech around does get old.
Well,
after
there'll,
a while.
There'll be boys there that can help me move it in and move it out. But and the other thing is when I'm catering, quote unquote, I don't like to leave a mess behind and. The last thing I want to do is clean somebody else's
especially
grill at the end of the night.
Especially if you're doing the pineapple and the sauces and stuff on a grill, you're going to mess it up.
Yeah, and that tech burns it off and makes a great vapor when it's doing it. I don't get sticky grill there because it's so hot, it just cooks it right off.
So you're going to do some chicken wings.
Yeah, and this is crazy. I did them the last time for him at the 4th of July party, and he loved them. So this is easy, but he wants 600 chicken wings that I've got to cook off. So I've got the big good one out there. That'll be three racks or all four that I got to get the chicken wings on. I'm going to go to Sobey and grab those party wings. They're bigger wings. And then we're just going to smoke them off and take them over there all smoked. And then he's got a double oven convection in his man cave. And what I'm doing, I just toss them in the sauce.
Oh, this is the big barn thing, isn't it?
I just toss them in the sauce and put them on a high oven to get the sauce
convection.
Tacky.
Right. Yeah.
So they're all cooked with a dry rub on them, and then I just sauce them with three or four different sauces,
that's
whatever
be
he
good.
Wants.
You know, and that sweet pepper glaze just kicks.
Yeah. Yep. I've got that one. I've got a true buffalo, and then I've got a the garlic parm. Those were the three that he wanted. So and word up, I don't make my garlic parm. I buy it in a jug. It's just as good, and I don't...
What is it?
Garlic Parmesan. It's a cream sauce, a yellowy cream sauce.
Oh.
But anyway. All right, you listen to Grilling Guys. There's more to come. Stick with us. We'll be back.